maybe that could be something people could work on. All you know, 10 of you that listen to this or whatever, like, you know, send us a real email. We just want something besides not prostitute and marketing people that can promote us.
Katerina.
I was dying because I saw it and then you sent it to me the same day. You know what I mean? And I was like, oh my goodness.
I am a real girl.
My sister meet man and marry. So why not me? Bless it.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Holly, coming on the beginning of the episode, I just wanted to let you know that we had a little bit of an audio issue with Joni's audio this week, and we are blaming her youngest son, John Garrett, for messing with her podcast equipment. So just want to let you know we'll be back to our normal professional standards next time. Bye. Enjoy episode 17. Yeah, well,
all right.
I mean, there's that.
I don't know.
You're in like a dark hole.
I am. Hang on, I can turn on a light.
Well, I mean, it's okay. Maybe. I just was. There we go.
Okay.
There we go. That's a little bit better. You were like a little troll in a hole. It's kind of scary. Sorry, okay. I was late. Thanks Let's for just waiting.
There.
I was out getting a white elephant gift for a party this Friday. And anyway, it's a cool one. Someone's going to score big. I went to an antique, like a vintage antique mall. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let me find like an old, you know, some old Christmas records. So I found like a, what did I find? There was an old Johnny Mathis. And then I got a Kenny Rogers Christmas record. I know. And they're inexpensive, you know, at the limit, the gift is like $40 or something. And then I got, these really cute little holiday looking, I guess we're going, okay, anyway, drink glasses, like little cocktail with red and green with holly, you know, and cute Aww. Little Christmas. And then like a decanter that's like this bottle
this
that's got
white
Christmas.
Elephant?
Well, no, because some stuff has to be good because you want to steal. That's
You're
going to
steal your own stuff, aren't you?
I might just steal my own stuff. Okay.
Well, you know, when I was in like middle school, my cousins from Memphis, Byron and Andrew, not to mention any names, sent me a Kenny Rogers cassette, which actually I thought was great. But here's why they sent it. You're eating a Christmas cookie. Was that a Christmas cookie?
No, it wasn't a cookie. It was a coaster, you lunatic.
Christmas cookie. I thought, dang, that is a big old cookie. Okay.
I want a cookie.
Because I was from Savannah, and therefore I liked country music.
Hmm. Well, I mean, I see no flaw. I see no flaw in that, okay. man. Hey, so, welcome everybody. We've already gotten going. We just got going. But this is episode 17, I think. I think that's correct. Yeah,
last week we were driving. Yeah.
Episode 17 of Designer Cornbread. Hey everybody, how's everybody doing? I hope everyone is getting through the holidays and with some fun. And I've
having a holly jolly Christmas.
Having a holly dolly jolly Christmas.
Holly dolly.
I know. So it's going, man. It's moving fast. Time is a flying. So I guess we did a little bit of catch up, but I guess I'll stick that on there. We'll start that early.
Okay.
But yeah. So I did.
I really don't have. My week's been pretty boring.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, my week's been pretty boring. Because, I mean, the boys came home, and so far they haven't burned anything down.
Are they done? They're home for good?
They are. Yeah, okay. They're done.
Okay. Your microphone makes a funny sound every once in a while. Am I delayed to you? I think I'm delayed. No. Okay.
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Get back off of your mic a little bit. Now
How's
talk.
That?
Yeah, it's
Have
doing
holly,
some...
Holly, dolly, oh, Christmas.
Okay. Yeah, that is a little better. I don't know. It's like too close.
Well, there's no telling what John Garrett's done, and I have
no technical
support here.
We're going to sound like a chipmunk or something.
Okay.
Okay. So the boys are home. Okay.
Boys are home. Everybody passed.
Oh, good.
That's good. And I am starting finals week this week with high school kids. So,
oh boy,
that's, you know, good.
Yeah.
And it's just been pretty normal. Oh, I do have news though. The old church is coming down today.
I saw that in your little post.
It's mixed. I have mixed emotions. You know, you hate to see things be torn down, especially with a lot of memories. I have a lot of memories in that church, but terrible things have gone on. It was abandoned, I don't know how many years ago, and it's just been in disrepair. And anyway, yeah. I don't know. We've had a lot of controversy about it, but it's coming down.
Yeah.
And so
it needs to at this point. It definitely needs to.
The controversy is over. A guy wanted to restore it, but you know, the question is still what ends, because it's zoned residential. It's not going to be zoned anything but residential. And you know, you restore it now, well, what happens in 10 years? Because
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, hopefully it's behind. Hopefully things can kind of move along.
I hope it moves right along. Yeah. Hopefully it'll move right along.
Right. At least it won't be a dangerous, you know, kind of eyesore of a building with things going on that shouldn't be going on.
Right.
So that's always
good. That should not
be
going on.
No.
Yeah.
We don't want
that. So that's happening. And I really don't have any big news here.
Well, that's good. I mean, the news is that we're just all in the holiday, you know, Christmas spirit, and we're all trying to get stuff done. My husband and I have already had 3 blowout fights in the last week. It's fine. I'm not even going to talk about it. I should probably, it's fine though.
Did you scratch his eyeballs out?
No, it's fine. We're not going to discuss it, but okay. I'm just saying it's the holidays and it's just, we don't even really fight. I mean, we don't very often. I mean, you know, not that we don't have our issues, but it's fine. It's all good, but we're running on not a lot of margin.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of margin. And
and I do have some sad news to report at the time we are recording here. Our dear Coach Leach has had it appears to be, they're not seeing a lot in the news, and I want to be very respectful of the family, but it appears he's had a massive heart attack that they are not giving. They're not giving him much hope to.
Joni, are you, you're not messing with me, are you?
No, I'm not.
I did not see this on anything.
This happened Sunday, yesterday, and I don't know. By the time this airs, it may be a different story.
Well, we can be praying. I'm glad you. I know, like you said, by the time this airs, it'll be Thursday, and this is Monday.
Yeah.
But you know, we can be confident, and we will definitely. I will be lifting him up and his family. That is
right. His family and the team and the, you know, because Coach Leach is such a character.
He is.
And, you know, and as we come in, I have to start with such, you know, somber news as
I'm really depressed now, actually. Thanks a lot.
Well, I'm sorry. But, you know, we're coming into the Advent season, and this week is a joy. And, you know, you talk about joy. I mean, Coach Leach brought so much joy. I mean, it was hilarious.
Yeah.
And just
he's great. He's a great interview.
Quick and dry wit. I mean, you know, there's a lot of joy in that. But it's
I did not know. I really hope. Well, we're just going to hope and pray for the best, and the players and everybody and his family, especially Lord, that they would just be healing. So, that is just thank you for that. I love that kind of news off the bat. But I'm glad to know
that. But you know what? God is able, and He is on His throne, and. Yeah. He is sovereign.
Yep. This is Holly jumping in again into the episode. I wanted to take a minute to add this note that we did indeed find out late night on Monday evening that Coach Leach had indeed passed away. So we just wanted to put that in here and just express our deep condolences. It's heartbreaking news, and our prayers are for the Leach family in this time, and both Joni and I are definitely praying for them and for the whole Mississippi State community, and particularly the football program. Our prayers are with you, and we just so admire and appreciate Coach Leach, and are very sorry for this sad, sad news. Yep. So that kind of made me think, because you led into the only thing that I really have to, I don't know, we're just going to chit chat about Christmas stuff or whatever we want. But okay. I did a little research after our last conversation last week. We talked about the Advent weeks and the candles and the different names, and I couldn't remember the fourth one that I knew. So I did a little, just a little teeny research to refresh my memory on those. And so we were talking about how, you know, different churches for Advent have the different, the four, there's always the four candles, and three of them are purple. The third one is pink. And the middle one is the Christ candle is white. But anyway, and I was saying how when I grew up, we had names for them, which is the first week was the prophecy candle. The second week was the Bethlehem candle. That's the one I couldn't remember. I could not remember that one. I'm like, what is that other one? And then it's the shepherd's candle. It's the pink one. And then the last one is the angel candle. And then you were saying, and a lot of churches do, hope. I've heard it a couple different ways. I think hope, love, joy, and peace go better with what the readings, but then I know a lot of them do hope, peace, joy,
hope,
and love.
Hope, peace, joy, and love. So let me ask you this. Have you ever seen so I've always grown up with the pink candle is lit the third
it
week.
Is.
You've never seen the three purple candles lit first.
No, because that's joy. And that's kind of what I always knew that.
Yeah.
The pink or rose is the, it's the liturgical color that represents joy. And purple is in liturgy colors. It symbolizes prayer, a time of prayer, penance, and sacrifice, which of course makes sense, because like you think of all the passion around Lent and Easter, we see a lot of purple representing the passion of Christ. And the white is purity. So no, did someone screw it up?
Well, we've started going to, you know, a Presbyterian church. I've never...
Well, they should know how to do it.
I am now Presbyterian. Well, I know, but they for the last 2 years have lit like the purple candle the third week, and I'm like...
No.
I think it's supposed to be pink.
Do they have a pink
candle?
Yeah. Well, then why did they put it? I would ask them why you put it where you put it.
Because I'm going to ask.
Yeah, there's a reason.
And see if there's a reason.
Yeah, there's a reason that it is, and it's been this way for like a long time. So someone just may not know. They just may not know and thought, oh, purples and then pink and then, you know.
And then white.
But that's kind of what's interesting about finding out the colors and then I also actually saw a thing which I thought was really cool, which I knew they symbolized things, but I hadn't really seen about the greens on the wreath. Like most of us just do either non-green, you know, growing up, we always did greens around the little wire thing, you know, the little 1970s wire.
The little wreath. It looks like a little mini wreath.
Yeah. And you would make it out of the greens and stuff. And, I ran across a thing that talked about the greens representing, so laurel, you could use laurel in that, and that is victory over persecution, and pine and holly and the yew branches are immortality. Cedar symbolizes strength and healing, and the pine cones are life and resurrection. So it kind of made me want to want to really do, like, kind of gather those things and make one maybe next year or something, really kind of incorporating more of those greens if you've got, not that you can't with older kids, but if you're doing this with younger kids, and don't, you know, stress yourself out, but, you know, go clip some cedar, there's probably some things, and then that would be fun to talk about, you know, with your kids. So there you go.
Right.
We're learning. That's all I know. But yeah, so I thought that would be a good little to refresh our minds on the different things. What else? What else is going on, man? This is a lot of me talking today, and I don't want to talk anymore.
Well, I do have something,
Good.
Funny. I do have a funny thing, right?
Good.
And you know this, and I have decided that I needed to quit trying to like off my boys to single ladies out there on this because
we have a problem. Houston, there's a problem.
We received an email here at Designer cornbread.
We did.
And I wish my boys were here to weigh in on this for us.
I'm glad they're not.
But here's the email.
They might contact her. So I would just don't let them.
Yeah, no. This is from Katharina. Hello, all guys. I know my message may be too specific, but my sister found nice man here and they married. So how about me? Smiley face. Mm-hmm. I am 24 years old, Katharina from Romania. I know English and German languages also. And I have specific disease named nymphomania. Who know what this is can understand me. Better say it immediately. Ah, yes, I cook very tasty, and I love not only cook. Here's my favorite line. I am real girl, yes. Not prostitute.
No, not.
And looking for serious and hot relationships.
Yes, with her disease, with her nymphomania.
Yes, she sends a link that we can click on.
Do not click it, people. Do not click it. Joni, don't click it.
Not clicking.
Oh, good Lord.
Not clicking on that. And and I'm going to take my boys off the market now.
Listen, my favorite is not prostitute. Me real girl. Me cook good.
I'm real girl.
Not prostitute. I'm like, okay. So yeah, that's some of what we're getting at welcome to the internet.
We need you to email us if you are not an nymphomaniac.
You need to be careful. I don't know that we want any more emails. And that was the most interesting. Most of them are really boring. Your SEO score is low. Let me help you.
I am in marketing and I can help you. Yes.
So we really would like some real, maybe that could be something people could work on. All 10 of you that listen to this or whatever, send us a real email. We just want something besides not prostitute and marketing people that can promote us.
Yeah.
I will say,
no, Katharina.
I was dying because I saw it and then you sent it to me the same day. And I was like, oh my goodness.
I am a real girl.
My sister meet man and marry. So why not me? Bless it. Y'all listen. I wish her the best. And I hope that she finds herself a good fella. I will say we did get, I'm really bad about checking Facebook, but, did you see that little message from Michelle?
I did.
Michelle, I went to church and school with,
and I went to camp with.
Yeah. So she somehow knows a little bit of our shenanigans, but she sent us a little message thanking, saying thank you for reminding her of the wonderful Advent workshop that we talked about last week, because she was there and part of all that. And her mom was the one who made the green wreath Rice Krispie cornflake cookies with the Red Hots.
That you loved.
That were as a core memory. That is a core memory of those. And every year. And she said, my mom was the one who made those. She's made those for years. And I just.
Marilyn. Isn't her. I think her mom's name is Marilyn.
And I told her. And I said, please tell your mother. Big thank you for that core memory in my life. I just. I thought it was really funny that we happened to.
Isn't it funny? That is how that all goes back to. I mean, here we are talking on the podcast about, and it was her sweet mom.
Her mom was the one that made them. And I just.
We both know. I know. It's like camp connection for me, but.
Full circle. So I thought that was very sweet. And that's the kind of messages we like, that are relevant to the conversation.
That is right.
And not trying to, I don't know. Anyway. It's too much.
Now, Mary Margaret, who y'all have heard us talk many times about, does not email us, but she unfortunately texts us.
She can't wait. She can't do this.
Every thought that she has. I get timeout one, timeout two.
Yeah.
She
gives us good feedback from as she's listening to the episode. She gives us kind of live feedback on it. So that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. We appreciate all that. But I don't know. I'm trying to think what else. I'm trying to figure out Avery comes in town, I think this Thursday. Her last final is on Wednesday.
Okay.
So she will, I think she's going to take the day and they're going to like clean their house and, you know, take down Christmas and all that kind of stuff. And then she can pack, which is so nice. Cause when you're not in a dorm, you know, when you're in a dorm, it's like, you got to be out by 5 o'clock, the last day of your final or something ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're trying to pack and you're trying to study and you're trying to maybe do a few things with friends you're not going to see. And you're trying to, you know, clean. I think they even have to clean anyway. And it's just like crazy. So it's really nice not being that she's not in a dorm and is in a house and she can like breathe that night. That way she doesn't have to do all that.
Yeah.
She can just study. She can do her, you know, she has her big capstone project which is kind of their big, every student at the school does a senior capstone kind of thing and in their field, whatever that is. And so she's been working on that and she just has a few revisions. And we are ready to see her. I need her to get home. I did not like going this long without seeing her. I'm not happy, but it's fine. But here's what I realized. I all of a sudden it hit me and I'm just like, ooh, that was too long. But the solution, of course, is, you know, I could get down there and I'm just going to go see her when I feel like, you know, fall is crazy. Fall is busy.
Well,
it goes fast.
Here's the solution. You meet at my house.
That's actually not a bad plan. That's not a bad plan. Yeah.
See?
Yeah. But even me going down there, you know, like sometimes it's hard for their lives, you know, but I could pop down, see her, you know, take her to dinner or do whatever. And anyway, which I'm sure we'll do in the spring because it's a little bit longer.
Yeah. Time.
But anyway, it's fine. We're ready for her. Hudson finishes
up. Well,
here's
the deal. What? You could come here, pick me up. We go on to Chattanooga. And then... you know, we come back and have fun.
Yeah. Okay. I've got all kinds of options.
Okay.
There's all kinds of good options. So ready for her. Hudson's finishing up. He just has a final critique in his figure drawing and a final and one more final, I think. And then, he's almost done. So
It's nice. It's just nice. Education is nice. It's a nice field to be in because, you know, you always get to these points in your job, whatever it is, that you need a break. And I remember at the health department when I worked there.
Yeah, you worked all summer.
The times I needed.
I was not happy when you worked there. I'm just going to say.
No.
I was not pleased.
There was no break. I mean, there was no, but education, man, I'm telling you, you get to a point that you need a break. And it is. I mean, it's
absolutely
teachers go through a lot and it's rewarding. But there are some tough times emotionally.
Yeah, absolutely.
And,
it's draining.
You know, it is.
It's
so
draining.
And I know in every job I don't want to be that teacher who says my job is so
it's a reality.
Break.
It's reality.
But that's such a good because when you need that break, it comes.
Yep.
You know, you get to a point in the fall and you're like, I'm about to pull my hair out and boom, all of a sudden you have a fall break. And then there's Christmas, the kids are anxious. You're anxious. Everybody's
done. That's the thing. The kids are ready. You're ready. Everyone needs it. So,
and you know, so it is, it's such a good field to go in for so many reasons, but I'm, you know, especially if you have kids. You can be
on their schedule,
the same hours, the same schedule. It's just
that is nice.
No, and not that that's the reason to go into teaching, but
that's what I heard.
Certainly a plus. Well, unfortunately, you do have some teachers who do go into that for that reason. And anyway, but you have to be called. You really do.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be called to that.
Mm-hmm.
So, or you're going to be miserable.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes me think, I don't know why that made me think that, but what are some favorite, why don't we talk a little bit about like favorite Christmas movies? We haven't done anything like that. Like what are some ones that you know, always like, or, you know, what are
my
ones you love?
Favorite? Well, gosh, cause you've got so many time spans, but one of my favorite movies Christmas, and it's not really considered a Christmas movie, I don't think, but it's While You Were Sleeping. It is, and it all takes place at Christmas.
Okay, yeah, there's that category which we will allow. Some people get their panties in a wad, and they don't allow, you know. I mean, you know, is it a Christmas movie? No, but it's a movie that takes place at Christmas that you like. Okay, while you were sleeping, is that with Sandy Bullock? Is that with Sandra Bullock? And
so good.
Yeah, that is good.
And Bill Pullman, is it his name? Bill. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
And
I'm writing it down.
But it's just great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
While you were sleeping. And I don't know. I have so many that I like.
I'm going to throw in real quick in that category. Like, again, kind of like When Harry Met Sally. I know that's a, you know, but it kind of goes through a whole bunch of seasons. But, you know, it has the beautiful fall in New York and then the New Year's times and all that. And it's Christmassy and it's kind of in that same vein. But, yeah, what else? What else you got?
I love Christmas Vacation.
Oh.
And I love Elf.
I do love Elf.
And I love It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, I don't like that one.
And you don't like that
I
one?
Don't.
Oh, I love that one. And
I don't.
What's the snow?
I love that. White Christmas. I love White Christmas.
White Christmas.
Y'all, listen. Yeah. If you have not seen White Christmas.
I love White Christmas.
Some people are... you know, some people like older movies and some people don't. So some of you are like, I don't really like old movies. First of all, it is in color. So that I feel like it's a really beautiful color, you know, fun movie. And it's just everything you want it to be. The story is really good. It's like there's a real good feeling story. It's kind of Hallmark movies before there was Hallmark movies, you know, before they were, you know, whatever. It was kind of, and then all this, I mean, you know what I mean? Like it's all going to turn out okay. Yeah. But the singing and the dancing and the scenery, it's just crisp. It's delightful. It's got Rosemary Clooney and what's his name? Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye, who can dance, and some other girl that I cannot remember her name, who's the real good dancer.
I can never remember her name either.
I know,
either.
And she's fantastic in the costumes, and they do a big show. Anyway.
She's so pretty. She really is.
Yeah.
What is her name?
I don't know, and I can never remember.
I'll look that up.
Rosemary Clooney is the Bing Crosby love interest, the singing. You know, they're the...
Right.
She dances too, but it's just really good. It's so enjoyable. So for an older movie, you know, you might enjoy that, but... I don't know. I just never been a It's a Wonderful Life fan. I don't really know why. I can't really pinpoint why. It's a good story too. I just think it's kind of creepy.
Vera Ellen.
Yeah, Vera. That. Mm-hmm.
Vera.
Yes, she's fantastic. She dances her rear end off in that thing.
Well, I think I love, because again, you know, you have all this nostalgia, and It's a Wonderful Life was on every Christmas Eve, you know, and my mom would be trying to wrap presents late night or whatever, and we'd be watching A Wonderful Life.
Yeah, that is. So, it's almost all of Christmas is the nostalgia.
The nostalgia. I was out walking downtown the other day, and I walked by my dad's old drugstore, and it was just such a flashback. I just sat there, and all of a sudden I could see, I stood in front of the store, and I could see how it used to be decorated for Christmas. And I could almost like, it was just a weird kind of, you know, almost like I could just see how it was and the people that were there. And I just stood in front of the store for a while. And I think, you know, cause this will be the first Christmas without my sister too.
Yeah.
And so,
that kind of brings kind up of, a bunch of stuff.
I don't know, walking down memory lane, a lot, but anyway, this is just a happy podcast
today. No.
So wait, what is your favorite movie?
Okay, I was going to say, for funny, Elf is definitely, you know, I'm not a big funny movie fan, but I really like Elf. And again, it was partly, we were watched it when the boy, you know, the kids were getting
when
old
the kids
enough.
Were
it
little.
Was kind of the one of their generation that we watched, you know. I really like a good, and then White Christmas, of course, and then I really like a good version of A Christmas Carol, a Dickens Christmas Carol.
Yeah,
I like, there's an old version with...
I don't like the silly one.
I don't, No, I can't. You know, I'm not a comedy movie.
I don't care for the silly.
No, I don't like comedy movies. I don't like any of the Santa Claus. I can't. I just can't do it. But there's one. There's an old one that had George C. Scott, which was a not old, but like kind of when I was growing up. And then there's one with, and I can't remember his name. I just want to call him Jean-Luc Picard. What's his name? The captain, the Enterprise dude. He's a Shakespearean actor. He's so great. You guys.
Oh. Well, there's that.
It's Jean-Luc Picard. Dang it. What's his name? It's going to drive me crazy. Okay. Well, anyway, he's such a great
actor.
That
makes my brain hurt.
I know. And
I've
had
my
a block.
Brain is hurting.
I've had a block on his name for days. Cause I thought of this the other day. I can't remember his name. This is Holly again for, I promise, the last time of breaking in the episode. His name is Patrick Stewart. There you go. But there's a newer, you know, with him and it's very good. So I like a good Christmas Carol, kind of classical, that kind of movie is always really good. I don't know. Those are kind of...
So, you know, like the Muppets Christmas Carol.
I do. I was going to throw that one in too, actually, because a good Muppets Christmas Carol, man, that is hard to beat. I'm not going to lie. And then I love all the specials. I mean, of course, you know, the Rudolph and the...
Streety and I would decorate the tree to Rudolph every year.
Yes.
I don't know why, but it would... That's what was playing whenever we were decorating the tree.
Yep.
And, the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Charlie Brown, and we've talked about that.
Classic.
You know, so I love those little. And there was a couple of really good ones that I loved that aren't on anymore. And I know I need to get them. I know they have them on DVDs, but I don't
know. The Heat Miser.
The Heat Miser and the Mr. Freeze. That was like a New Year.
And the
I think that was like a New
Mr.
Year's
Freeze
baby.
And the,
I think that was like a New Year's. There was
That was Father Time.
Oh.
There was a Father Time, but a Year Without Santa Claus.
That's right.
I have all those on DVD.
I love them. And then there was one too that was the Little Drummer Boy. Did you remember the Little Drummer Boy and his little sticks and the camel? Those eyes go crazy and all that. Oh,
yes.
Gosh. You guys, they're the best. They're the best.
They are.
I love
it. You know, it was good. It was a good time growing up in the 70s.
Yep.
What about Christmas music?
You know, I know. I thought about this the other day because, you know, we've done playlists for everything. And shock of all shocks, folks, I don't really have a Christmas playlist. I kind of have one that I've sort of put together. But it's because I end up with Christmas music just depending on what mood I'm in. There's so many different kinds.
That's
You know what I mean?
That's what, because I've got like a bunch of different, you know, it's because if it's at night and it's, you know, you want some classical kind of things.
Yep.
And if it's, you know, but here is, and you know, this one of my favorite Christmas albums of all time is Sidewalk Prophet's Merry Christmas to You.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's just happy.
Mm-hmm.
It is just, and again, it's based, you see all the Christmas movies that they grew up watching too.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much of that
mm-hmm.
in there. And but if you do not have Sidewalk Prophet's Christmas album, it is absolutely 100% fantastic.
It is good. No, it is good. I have that one. You must have given it to me.
And Natalie Cole, I like Natalie Cole's stuff.
Yes.
And,
see, then there's that whole genre. There's that whole Dean Martin, Michael Bublé.
Yes.
You know, there's that kind of jazzy cocktail Christmas. I don't know what else to call it.
And you've got Amy Grant that we had all through camp.
One of the best Christmas albums ever. Tender Tennessee Christmas. I'm sorry. It's so good. Heirloom.
Yeah, she has great
That is a great one. If you have not heard that, you need to go immediately to Spotify and you need to immediately put it on there because it's so good. I love that one. That's great. That one was a formative one in my mind. That's the thing. There's just so many good Christmas ones and there's so many different moods that to put it all on one playlist, I kind of have a playlist that's kind of a mix of like Amy Grant and a little bit of Harry Connick and kind of, you know, I sort of mixed up a little of that, but otherwise I just go, I save the albums on Spotify and I just go and play whatever album.
What do I feel like playing?
I'm in the mood for like choral music. I do one of my, probably my all time favorite Christmas album, or, you know, I have a lot, but is Jessie Norman, Christmastide, and she was a beautiful, amazing opera singer. In fact, she just passed a couple years ago. I was really sad. I was just, she's one of my favorites. And she had an album back in the, you know, early 90s, 80s, something called Christmastide. And there's actually a special on like public TV. It'll show it because it was a video. There was a, it was like they filmed it at this beautiful cathedral in England and the choir boys. And it is absolutely one of my most favorite. I have to listen to it just every year. And there's a couple pieces on there, a couple songs she does. There's a lot of traditional things. And there's one called that's just Amen. And I'm telling you what, I will ugly cry every time that thing comes on. It is gorgeous. It is worshipful. Her voice just soars, and it's just all amens. And it's so gorgeous. There's another one called, I don't know, is it like Silver and Green? Or maybe it's Christmastide. There's a song on there called Christmastide that's very, very beautiful. And it's so good. It gives me all the feels. So that's one of my favorites right there.
I did have it. I may have, I don't know if I talked about this last week. I think I did, but one of my former students, Trinity, who is just
you did,
precious.
You did. You talked about that. You said she
I
that.
I gotta tell you, it is when somebody can bring you to tears with their song. That's talent right there.
Yeah,
it was just amazing.
That is amazing. We're going to go to a Christmas little concert next. I think it's next Sunday at a little local church here. That, I mean, there's a million, there's a million things, obviously. But we try to get to this one. It's at First Presbyterian Church in Kirkwood. And it's always just a really good, it's just a very good big choir, big orchestra, you know, all the things. And then we try to get to, we might go Christmas Eve. We try to get to an Evensong or the Christmas Eve service at St. Michael, St. George, which is Episcopalian, which I keep asking my husband, can we be Episcopalian? Because I'm not sure. Anyway, I don't know. But anyway, but they have a beautiful, again, everything. It's very, you know, based on Anglican and based on the, you know, Church of England. But they have candles everywhere and beautiful, again, the Evensong services on Sunday evenings. They do those once a month, or the Christmas Eve. They're just beautiful music. I don't really know some really, but it's just worship. Again, it puts my heart in that sacred mystery, quiet candles, you know, just sitting with your family, you know, quietly and listening to beautiful things like that, and the Word of God and the Scripture and all that. It's just, it makes my heart happy. So I definitely look forward to that. What else is going on? Do you guys have any Christmas? Does the high school do Christmas anything? Like before, like do they have concerts or stuff?
So can I speak here? Wow. Our chorus.
Oh.
Class.
There you go.
They have a, and the band too. Mm-hmm. They have concerts that they put on.
Nice.
And our chorus actually came Thursday night, last Thursday, to our church and sang and did their little Christmas program there.
Well, that's really neat. That's a great opportunity.
They
for
did
them.
That, but we don't have like, well, you know, last year, actually, now that I think about it, we had a drama class and they did a Christmas carol for the school and it was really great.
Well, that is great.
But we may not have had enough people to do a drama class this year. I don't know. I don't know, but there wasn't a play this year. So
well, that's cool. That's cool that they did that. That's very fun to do stuff like that for the community and whatnot. I love that. What else? Okay. I was going to share about a Christmas carol that I really love. Last week, Joni talked about her special, The Story of the Whistler, of the Mystery Whistler at the Walmart. Or wherever, a couple years ago, which was a very good story. If you didn't listen to last week's, because, I just knocked my thing. It was a really cool story of how God met her at a moment when she needed it. And so then I was thinking one of my favorite Christmas carol. I have, again, it's hard to pick a favorite because of course there's O Come Emmanuel. There's O Holy Night. There's, you know, who's that barking?
Well, that would be Shadow, and I hated to interrupt you, I have boys that just returned home from work, and
I heard somebody yakking.
Well, they have no idea. They're still downstairs. Oh, they have no idea that I'm up here doing a podcast. So
we don't know what's going to happen,
no
guys.
There is no telling what treat that you people are in for.
There could be chaos at any moment.
It's just to bear
with us. We'll move on. And if we have to, you know, we'll may incorporate them. You don't know. Anyway, one my favorite Christmas carol is In the Bleak Midwinter. And where did Joni go? She literally walked away.
I went to shut the door.
Oh, she shut the door. Good. In the Bleak Midwinter, and it's a lesser known. I don't feel like everybody knows that one, but it's beautiful. Again, it's kind of quiet and kind of just more contemplative. And I'll put a link up so you can hear a version of it that I really love. It's got beautiful harmonies. It's a core, you know, different people sing it, but the choral version is really, really pretty. And the harmonies are just, they're kind of dark. They're kind of dissonant a little bit in there, but in a good way. But the lyrics of this are what, again, when it comes to the last verse of this song, I just cannot, and I'm not a big crier people, but I'm just saying, if I hear it somewhere, it just touches my heart. It's very childlike, the last verse, really, and I'll just read three verses. There's kind of a longer version in the choral one, but it goes, in the bleak midwinter, frosty wind may moan. Earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. Snow had fallen, snow on snow on snow, in the bleak midwinter, long, long ago. Angels and archangels may have traveled there. Cherubim and seraphim thronged the air. But only his mother, in her maiden bliss, worshipped the beloved with a kiss. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would give a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. But what I can give him, I give him my heart. And I just love that.
I love that. Yeah.
It's so childlike. Yep. It sounds like a little kid's song.
It does.
But it's just, the words are so beautiful. And when it, again, kind of like what you were saying last week with the God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing, you know, this kind of brings you down to that, you know, simplicity of what he's after. He's after our heart.
Right. Yeah.
He doesn't want, and it always makes me think of the Little Drummer Boy too, which, you know, that story where all he had was his drum to drum. That's what he had. Right. And all the kings came and all the shepherds and you know,
gave all he had.
That's what he had to play. Yeah. And, which, you know, why you're playing a drum for a little baby who's trying to sleep. I don't know that Mary, would, I bet she was a little annoyed with him. She wanted to take that drum. And, but anyway, so that is probably one of my, if not my favorite Christmas carol. And there's other verses as you can, you know, when you listen to it, but I likes it. What else do we have? I think you have a recipe. We're like cruising.
I think I will go ahead and do my beef tenderloin recipe.
Oh, good.
It's a marinade that I use, and I'm going to do that as you get ready for Christmas. That's always been, our tradition is the beef tenderloin, and right now beef is extremely expensive.
Seriously, but I'm going, I don't even know. Tim went and looked the other day for some, and then he goes, I think I'm going to order it from one of the like local really nice butchers, which is great. We've done that in the past.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what,
it is. I did find a nice one at our Piggly Wiggly. Yeah,
Piggly Wiggly. So, you put it in your buggy and you checked out.
I did put it in the, actually I sent Ron and he put it in the buggy.
Yeah. We're about to go to Sam's and get it. They have good ones usually there too. So,
you know, Sam's has, I don't like Walmart meat, but Sam's has good meat.
They do.
They have good meat.
Cause the butcher's right there. The butcher is, I mean, they do it all right there and it's pretty good. And that's, we've gone the last couple years, and got that. But what else do you have? Let's talk about menus real fast. I'm glad to have that recipe because I mean, we always just keep it simple with the beef tenderloin, but I'm curious about a marinade or something, but what else do you guys have with it? And I'm really hungry right now. So I'm just saying, I'm so hungry. You talking about that beef tenderloin. I'm like, oh man.
So I do an ambrosia and beef tenderloin. And my
dad. Tell people what ambrosia, a lot of people don't know what that is. Again, you're talking to.
Well, it is like, y'all don't have ambrosia there.
We do, but some people may not
So
if you grew up in a church and you went to church potlucks in the 70s, you've had ambrosia.
You've had ambrosia.
But
it is.
Maybe everyone doesn't know.
Like pineapple chunks and little, you can get mandarin oranges. I mean, you could do it real simple out of a can, or you can get your little cuties and, mm-hmm. you know, section them if you want to do fresh.
I like the can ones for the wind.
I do. Yeah. Yeah. So easy. And I do the maraschino cherries. Mm-hmm. And coconut, mm-hmm. and pecan, mm-hmm. and marshmallows.
This is another salad, guys. This
and is, it is this a salad. That's why I named it first.
Ambrosia salad.
Ambrosia. And you can make it. They're different types. Sometimes
so
I just do it with no whipping cream kind of thing, but you can mix like whipping cream or whatever if you want to make it a little creamier.
I think that's what I've had is with that, some kind of a whipping
cream. With the whipping cream.
In there, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's very good.
And all right, so then my dad has a potatoes Romanoff that he started making when I was a little girl, and I've had it ever since. Mm-hmm. And now it's JB's favorite. And the downside is it contains a lot of like cream of soups.
You're not a kid of the 70s and 80s if you don't got some cream of something up in there.
You got some cream of, yeah.
Cream of celery, right. And cream of mushroom, cream of.
Yeah. And I think it's got like cheddar cheese soup in
go.
It.
There you go.
Sour cream. And I'll post that recipe.
There you go.
We'll do that.
There you go. Someone might want that.
For dad. And of course, I always have macaroni and cheese. That is actually my Mama Kate's recipe we have to have it every holiday. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've had Mama Kate's macaroni and cheese, mm-hmm. All the time.
Yeah.
And it's just simple.
Yeah.
What else do we have?
I've got a peppermint.
I know.
Tell them if they better get up out of here.
Come here, Caleb.
Oh,
it's
just the podcast.
It's the podcast. Would you like to come say hello to the
text?
Would you like to come say hello to the podcast?
Is it live?
Yeah. Come on. Here's Aunt Holly.
Oh. Does it show video too?
Just no.
Put your clothes on. Oh my word! Hey, Blub.
Hey, Ollie.
This is Blub, everybody.
I did engineer work.
He's gonna be an engineer, people.
I'm a big boy.
He's a big boy. Okay. All right.
He's been out. He and John Garrett both are interning at an engineer company here with my friend Paige owns that.
Bless her heart.
And so do you have any interesting stories you want to tell us about engineering today?
I threw a rock down a cliff and it rolled.
Oh, wow, honey. That is.
We're so proud of you.
I'm so proud.
Then it hit a tree and boom, made a noise.
Hey, we may have a girl for you. Katarina, what's her name?
No, I have to read you that email.
I know. Listen, we got to keep recording. Tell him to get out of here.
Get out.
We got to keep going, or else I have to edit. It's really hard, and I don't want to have to edit everything. That was Caleb, y'all.
That's Caleb.
That was Blub saying hi. He's going to build roads one day, just like his Uncle Timmy.
It's fun. What did he say the other day? Oh, he was telling me he likes his structures class.
Yeah.
He wasn't a fan of fluid engineering.
Soil
and
mechanics.
So he said, I really like structures. And he sighed. He went, just like Uncle Timmy.
That's right. He's just... Prepare your heart.
We tease him that he is turning into to Tim.
Yep, that's exactly right. So might as well just embrace it, you know. So
I have food
back to Christmas menu.
And usually I usually do a green bean dish or a broccoli something. Mm-hmm. I don't know, something with some greens, but I probably have my list on my phone here somewhere. Go ahead. What do you do for Christmas?
We do Christmas dinner, first of all, like a couple days after Christmas. We do not do it at Christmas. We started that quite a while ago, many years, even when the kids were little. Because we do like a brunch. We have the same foods for our Christmas breakfast every year. And it's pretty simple, actually. It's a sausage ring, like dressing sausage ring, and it's hot curried fruit and French toast and then juices and all. But anyway, so we do Christmas dinner like maybe the next day or sometimes even 2 days later, because we just can't do it on one. It just is too much. And again, when you're the one cooking it and doing it and cleaning, and no one's hungry, you know, I don't know how we did it growing up, because I know we had it. Maybe we had it the day after too. But anyway, so it's really nice because that way we don't have to, you know, we just have snacks and stuff on Christmas, you know, leftovers from whatever and all the treats and everything and maybe a little charcuterie or something. But Christmas dinner then is beef tenderloin, just like same thing, because it's a real treat and it's everybody's favorite. We have beef tenderloin, and then we get or we make, depending on some years. In fact, I need to put that on my list. There's a place here in town. It's a kind of a catering place. It's called Gourmet To Go. And they used to have, and I'm not sure if they still do, I feel like in the last year we've had trouble getting it, a really delicious creamy horseradish sauce. It's very creamy. And so it's not super, super hot, you know, horseradish. But if we can't find it, we make it. It's kind of like, if you put some sour cream and some horseradish and some salt and pepper. So we have this delicious horseradish with the beef tenderloin. And then we do, I do Epicurean wild rice. It's a recipe I've had since my parents, same thing, did that forever, which is a real wild rice. It's not like, you know, the Uncle Ben's that has the white rice and the wild rice and the flavor packet. It's you know, cut up a bunch of onions and a bunch of, what else goes in there? Celery and onions and butter, and you saute all that, and then you use the wild rice, the real long grain, you know, the black wild rice, and cook that on the stove, and it's delicious. It's kind of the texture of mulch. It's kind of like you're eating mulch, but it's better tasting than mulch.
That's good.
I know. So it has like Worcestershire, I think, and sherry, cooking sherry. It's very delicious. Yeah. It's kind of different, but it's a real wild rice deliciousness, and it goes so good with the beef. And then I've lately been doing, au gratin Brussels sprout recipe that I have. My people love Brussels sprouts now that we all understand how to cook them.
I do not. I've tried cooking it, and I just am not a Brussels sprout.
It's a distinct flavor, but we, you know, a lot of times I'll do just kind of a Parmesan sauteed garlic kind of ones that they love. But for Christmas, I do the au gratin, and it is to die for. It is. Everyone loves it. Yeah. They all love it. I did it one year and they're like, oh, we are having this forever. So that's instead of like a potato, you know, we don't really do a potato because we have, that's real cheesy. And then the rice. And then I usually try to do a little, a really easy little salad. Sometimes I serve it kind of in a little, like, you know, those stemless wine glasses that are just kind of like a little, or like a little clear bowl. So it's not real huge because we try to keep it kind of simple just because, you know, it's really good food that you have a lot of, but you don't need 50,000. So I do things. Like a little salad with, it's a gorgonzola cheese, pear, walnuts, some greens, like a slice of pear, chunks of the cheese. And I think it's like a honey. I think literally it's like honey on it. It's just really simple, but something that's kind of pretty and kind of, you know, a little bit of green in there. And I think that's, and I usually probably do like a little chutney or cranberry, something again, just for some color and contrast. Cause cranberry sauce on the tenderloin, that's really good too.
Yeah.
You smear a little on there. So that's usually.
I looked up what I normally do, and I forgot I have a Vidalia onion casserole.
Oh, that sounds good.
That is fantastic.
I'm so hungry right now, Joni. I'm about to be ill. I need to eat.
I'm fixing to go make some chicken tacos and some guacamole.
Oh, that sounds so good. I'm so hungry. Which means I'm just going to have to go eat. Tim made this candy. Let me say what he made yesterday, day before, Saturday. He gets a hankering to make stuff. You know, he sees some recipe he wants to make, you know, treats or whatever. And usually at Christmas, there'll be some kind of cookie or something. He likes to do that. And so he had this recipe. We were at the store the other day getting a few things. And he was like, I need Fritos. And I'm like, Fritos? What the heck you need Fritos for? And we were doing some shopping and doing some stuff for stockings and all that kind of fun stuff. And he's like, I need Fritos. And I need corn syrup. And I need, and I'm going, and I need some smooth peanut butter. And I don't know what else. He got some sprinkles. And anyway, so he made this peanut butter Frito little like blobs. I don't know, candy. It's candy. And he melted the peanut and he did it. And they're really good. I'm not going to lie. I was really,
I mean, a mix of salt and sweet.
You know, how can you go wrong? But he did a great job. And he even melted the chocolate chips and because you can drizzle with chocolate. Yeah. And then he did some little holiday sprinkles on top. So he made this little candy and it's really good. I mean, it's absolutely horrific for you. I mean, I can't even not imagine. but it was really good. And he got the texture just right. So it's crunchy and chewy. He did have to throw out like a whole batch of chocolate chips because he was melting.
He got it too hot. Yeah.
Well, and he smelled them in the microwave and you have to be really, which is fine, but it was like,
we go through this lesson in culinary frequently.
Exactly. Yeah. And I said, you know, and it was fine. But cause a double boiler is really, especially if you're going to be drizzling and you need it to stay at temperature. Cause as soon as it comes out of the microwave, if you're immediately pouring it on something or doing that's fine. But he was like, it wasn't loose enough. So I thought I'd just add some corn syrup in the chocolate to like loose. And it's like, but it actually got really hard. And I'm like, well, honey, the sugar, the candy, like it hardens as you, and he's like, well, I just threw that whole batch out and started over. So some kind of $5 bag of chocolate chips just got thrown in the trash can. But anyway, so he had made this Christmas candy. So we're just living our best Frito eating lives over here. We couldn't find regular Fritos. I'll tell you that. We had to buy the scoops. So we kind of had to crunch them a little bit because they were kind of big.
Too big.
Like the regular Fritos, he couldn't find.
Listen, supply's getting iffy on stuff. But anyway.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? Well, I just think they're not real popular.
I got to wrap this up because I have to go cook supper. Oh, and then we have the Savannah Christmas Parade tonight. So.
Oh, I want to be the queen of the parade. Okay, well, let me do my top three then, because you didn't even give me a chance.
Okay, do your top three,
Which, again, I've been talking too much, and there's not a lot. This is really easy and simple.
Well, I've had a boring week,
there you go. Between the two of us.
Usually, some mess happens.
Yeah, that's true. Everyone's,
but it's been pretty
everyone's behaving themselves. So I just have a really quick top three. This week, I got these wall-mounted rechargeable lights that just the mount is sticks on, and then the magnet they're like, you can swivel them around. They're little, they're black. And Tim had actually gotten one to give to someone. And then I stole it and I got another one. Cause on our mantle, like over our mantle, we don't have lights. We've never put lights. We need to put track lighting, but you know, that's wires and Tim and roof and all the things. Yeah. And now, especially with we painted the living room black a couple years ago. So it's really pretty, but it's black. So it's dark. So you do need more
light.
You need more light. And then I put the big greenery, kind of dark green garlanding thing that I did. And so it's just dark and it's driven me crazy. But I got these little lights. I stick them on there. They recharge. They go for like, and you can change the light setting, like, because it has to be warm. You don't want that, you know, cold kind of. There's three different light things. There's three different dim and bright. Anyway. So those have changed. I know. I will link to those. They were just on Amazon and they weren't expensive.
Let me just point out, guys, here's the difference again. When we talk about we should not be friends on paper.
Yeah.
I just want you to know, never in a million years would I paint a room black. But it's lovely.
It looks really good.
It's lovely.
And it was like...
But I would never look at a room.
I know.
I would never ever look at a room and go, no, Ron, I think we need to paint this room black.
I know. Well, it was kind of, I wanted a change. I wanted a change. So this was probably now a couple years ago, a year or so ago maybe. And and I just, when I look at magazines and when I look at things and I see, I'm like, that is really pretty. We have white trim and a white ceiling and a wood floor. So I like it. Maybe I'll post a picture of the mantle.
I'm just saying.
I know. Even Tim, when I told him I was going to do it, he was like, okay. You know, he knows enough to know that I usually know what I'm talking about, but he was even like, okay. And then we got it up on the wall and he was like, oh, okay, this looks really good. So anyway, so those lights, and they're adjustable and you could stick them anywhere and they are wonderful. Number two, my second favorite of this week was I looked out my window And my little mailman was coming up, which we have a different one. It never is the same. But the guy this time came up and he got up to the door and he had a little elf hat on. He was just wearing a little red elf hat.
Aww.
And I was like, well, okay, buddy.
That would make my day.
It did kind of make my day. I was like, look at you with your little elf hat.
He is an elf.
I know. And it made me, because, you know, they're not all like that. They don't, so they're not all cheerful. And then the last thing I have are these awesome fuzzy blankets. Again, I got them a couple years ago when I had put out different throws on the couch. Of course, you know, there's kind of the summer, spring, and then there's the winter, fall ones. And these are some just fuzzy, soft, really pretty, just kind of geometric pattern on them. And I just love them. We have blankets everywhere all the time. Get you a good blanket. I'll link to it. It comes in different colors. The ones I have are like it's like a pale gray and a cream. It almost looks like a snowflake pattern, but it's big and kind of geometric, and they're soft and they're not expensive. And my whole family loves them. So there you go.
Great.
Get you a fuzzy blanket.
We have another visitor.
Who is it? Is it John?
Come
is
here.
Is it John Garrett?
It's John Garrett.
John Garrett, come
say
hi.
Hello to our people on the podcast.
Hey Aunt Holly.
Hey, this is John Garrett.
Hey, Aunt Holly.
What'd you do today,
You're not
John Garrett?
Recorded. She can just see you.
Oh, okay. It's not live.
No. What'd you do today, John?
Oh, it says it's recording. Don't try to scam me.
What did you do?
I civil engineered.
You civil engineered too.
I put stakes in the ground to drop property lines.
Well, that's
sounds cool. Like you did more than your brother did. He said he threw a rock down a hill.
Yeah.
I threw a rock in a puddle.
Okay.
Right. So water.
Okay.
What? Fluid mechanics.
Fluid mechanics. That's right. Exactly right.
No, Tim's to build bridges.
Yeah.
You're not making sense.
He's not. He needs to go. You got to go feed him.
Yeah.
All right. That was John Garrett. So okay. There you go, people. Anyway, so that's all we got. Are we going to do a show next week?
If you have time, let's do one. Yeah. I can talk about Christmas Adam.
Okay. I think we will, because I had on it that we weren't going to, and then I was like, I think we can do one. So we'll plan on it. So this won't be the last one of the year. Okay.
No.
All right.
No.
Okay. Well, thanks everybody. We will catch you next time. Go make some green food coloring cornflake wreaths to eat, or Frito and corn syrup and peanut butter candy.
That's right.
So
that's right.
All right. Bye, cornbread. Talk to you later.
See you, corn dog.
Tune in next week to hear what Mom did in high school.
What?
I don't know. I did nothing. I don't know. Mm-hmm. He's just
a lot can go on in that mascot outfit.
We'll just leave it at that.